It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Roseanne Barr announced that she will film her own interview rather than be questioned by someone else. She tweeted, "After a lot of thought, I decided that I won't be doing any TV interviews too stressful and untrustworthy for me and my fans. I'm going to do it myself and post it on my YouTube channel in the next week. The entire explanation of what happened and why. I love you all. Sign up and get ready."
That just sounds really weird, and I believe you less if you're not willing to go in front of people.
Yeah, I don't know.
Doesn't that seem like, let's say, Alex, you did something, and you're like, no, don't worry. I'm going to interview myself about it,
yeah,
and I'll give you the truth.
Probably would have been more credible to let somebody interview her, but I guess she just feels like, you know, the questions will be pointed at it in a way she doesn't like or something.
For
who
sure,
knows?
Every interviewer, every place has an agenda. I'm not saying you're wrong about that.
Now, last night on The Bachelorette, I got actually really upset about something that happened. I did not agree with the way that this was portrayed. Colton, who's a fan favorite, told Becca that he was still a virgin.
I still am. I am a virgin.
Really?
Yeah. It was tough. You know, I'm not even sure, to be honest with you, my dad knows. Because it is something that I haven't, you know, shared openly to a lot of people. There's only a handful of people that know.
His dad's like, son, what?
Yeah, so here's the thing about this that I was not happy with. So when he tells Becca this, she goes, "Can you excuse me for a second?" And then she, like, goes and they film her, like, walking around like she has to think about it. Like, he just told her something so awful, like something that's going to basically make her reconsider everything, even though he's one of the guys that she likes the most. And I just was really not okay with that. First of all, to be fair, she tweeted after and said, I definitely asked if I could be excused to use the restroom. It wasn't like how they edited it to be. But the point is that they did edit it like that. So I believe her that she probably didn't really do that in real life and act like it was a big deal and like, ooh, I don't know now if I can date you because you just told me this. But like the way that the producers edited that, I just thought was terrible to basically say, like, if someone tells you that they're a virgin or if they want to wait till they're married to have sex or whatever, that, well, we should, you know, that's something to really consider, that might be a really hard thing to bring into a relationship.
You don't think it is, in a sense? Not saying it's a bad thing. I don't think it's bad at all if you're a virgin or you're waiting. I think it's good. I actually wish I would have waited a lot longer than I did. But that's a big thing for somebody. As a guy, I don't think I took a girl's virginity, but I wouldn't want to. I'd feel so bad if I did that. You don't think they were trying to portray it that way?
No.
Okay.
The way that they edited it was for sure to be like, ooh, he's a virgin. I don't know if she should date him, like, which I just thought was not right.
He's the hottest male virgin in the U.S.
Yeah, he's very hot.
Very hot.
Watch out. Lives on the prowl.
Johnny Depp attacked a member of the crew on a movie shoot for the Biggie Smalls movie, City of Lies. Now that crew member is suing. Greg Rocky Brooks was hired as a location manager for last year for the movie. He plays Depp plays an LAPD detective, Russell Poole, who investigated the murder of rapper Biggie Smalls. Brooks says Depp hired two of his friends for a scene in downtown LA. The scene wasn't working well, and he informed the director that they could only have one more shot at finishing it. He went to Johnny and told him he had only one more shot. That's when Depp attacked him and screamed, "Who the F are you? You've no right to tell me what to do." Rocky says Depp punched him twice in the rib cage and said, "I will give you $100,000 to punch me in the face right now." So that's fun.
All right. Hey, everything's good, though. Don't worry.
Robin Wright says she had no clue about Kevin Spacey's dark side. Spacey had been hit, of course, with sexual assault accusations, including three new ones from three men in London. In an interview yesterday, his former co-star says she's not heard from Kevin, doesn't even know how to reach him. She said that all of their interactions were between action and cut on the set. Apparently, they weren't pals outside of work.
I think we were all surprised, of course, and ultimately saddened. We forged ahead and we were so thankful that you were able to complete the series as planned.
Justin Bieber confirmed his engagement to model Hailey Baldwin yesterday. He wrote an open letter to Hailey on Instagram. In one part, Bieb says, "I'm so in love with everything about you. So committed to spending my life to getting to know every single part of you, loving you patiently and kindly." He wrote about religion and about having a family of his own, saying, "I promise to lead our family with honor and integrity, letting Jesus, through his Holy Spirit, guide us in everything we do and every decision that we make." Hailey also responded to the engagement by tweeting, "Not sure what I did in my life to deserve such happiness, but I am so utterly grateful to God for giving me such an incredible person to share my life with. No words could ever express my gratitude."
I'm happy, even though he seemed like a little turd for so long. It sounds like he's in a great place.
Sounds like. Iggy Azalea has denied having butt implants, but speculation started again after she was spotted wearing short shorts. A plastic surgeon claims the photo suggests that Iggy may be the victim of a botched surgery. The surgeon said, "I've had people come over to me to help them after seeing a bad surgeon and an implant has leaked. Iggy's work looks botched to me. She may have had implants into the top of her bottom, which gives it a raised look, then fat injections into the bottom part, which have unfortunately become dimpled. This happens when filler is injected too close to the surface of the skin. People have injections to smooth out cellulite, but it wears off and the skin, which has been stretched, sags." That is the garbage.